Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Sylvia Poggioli.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Sylvia, today I want to talk about a problem that has been plaguing my wife Anne and I for the last 6 months. It's figuring out a name for our new baby girl that's on the way.
Coming up with a name is tough. What's the first thing you should know?
Well, Sylvia, it's very, very hard, and it's been tricky. We've been racking our brains trying to figure this out. There's lots of books out there, and they literally have thousands of names to choose from. And I actually called up one of the authors from one of these books. Her name is Linda Rosenkrantz, and she co-authored books like Baby Name Bible and Cool Names. But when I asked her about figuring out a name, she referred me to a free resource.
One thing you can do is check the Social Security website, which gives the 1,000 most popular names.
I don't think her publicist would be too happy about that. You know, she has all these books. So, hey, go check out the Social Security website. But it's pretty helpful. And Sylvia, do you know what the most popular name the last past decade was?
What is it?
Emily. Emily. So that's big up there. And Madison, that's been really big. That's like a top 10. Do you know what Sylvia was?
Mm-mm.
534. You're way down there. Robert, actually, I checked on that. That was 34, so I'm still top 50, so that's pretty cool.
That's good.
The books, too, are helpful because they give the background, the origins. You get a little bit more context to the names when you read the books. So, you know, Linda's publicist doesn't have to worry too much.
Well, once you look at the names, how do you start picking?
That is a good question, Sylvia, because there's tons and tons of factors into figuring out which name is right for you. Do you want to have a popular name, or do you want to have a name that's more unique, or a cool-sounding name, or like one that has a fun nickname attached to it? Another consideration is how your first name will work with your last name, and you know, this is a big concern for me and Anna, given our last name being Sachs. You know, there's lots of things that don't go well with Sachs, like, for instance, Tater Sachs doesn't work. And true story here, I once dated a girl in high school, and her last name was Tenor, and she's like, we should get married because then we'd be Tenor Sachs. That relationship didn't really last too long after that. But anyway, I talked this over with Linda, the baby name books, and she affirmed with me that this is dangerous territory when you're matching up the names. One name we threw out was Penelope, which I really like, but then Penny Sachs doesn't sound right.
Do you have really something to contend with there?
Well, Rob, so you still have to figure out some good names that work. Any other ideas?
Well, another thing I was really wanting to take into consideration is having, like, you know, a connection to my family and to my Jewish heritage, and something also that really sings, too. And I think your name, Sylvia, I mean, it sings off the page. Isn't there like a restaurant or songs about you? Don't people like have homages to Sylvia Poggioli, right? Isn't there something?
There have been indeed. But keep in mind, you just told me Sylvia's down there like 500 on the list. It's not exactly a popular name.
But you match it up with the Poggioli, then you got something going on there. So I'm thinking, I got to bring that for my daughter. I have to give her something that's really great that people just love saying, and that she, her whole life, she can be, hello, how are you doing? You know, and actually, I'm a quarter Italian too, so maybe I can go that route. But I was thinking maybe the Jewish stuff, but there's a problem with the Hebrew names, and I talked this over with Linda. In Hebrew, there's certain names, and maybe if I went like a Rivka, or I don't even know, or something like that. I mean, is it okay to have a Hebrew name and insist that everyone pronounce it the correct way, even if the is not part of English?
Well, the thing is, you can insist when the child is very young, but when she goes out into the world, some people will and some people won't.
So, Sylvia, I mean, you have that great name and the Italian in it. I mean, do people butcher it? And how do you react when if someone says it wrong?
Yeah, it's been butchered a lot, especially when I was a kid. So that's one of the reasons I've always sort of insisted. I've kind of like rather put a lot of emphasis on saying especially my last name.
Maybe if I do go with a little bit more of a tougher sounding name, I'll insist to my daughter, say, you got to own this name so people get the point. That's the way they go, I guess, huh?
I think so. It's tough for kids, though, you know. But I think, well, later as a young adult, she'll definitely do it.
Well, you know, the other thing is I was thinking about trying to get some alliteration, like, you know, this Sylvia Poggioli, it works. And I was thinking of kicking around the idea of Sasha Sachs. And what do you think of that one?
That was pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah? Sasha Sachs. Well, unfortunately, Linda didn't go for that.
I mean, Samantha Sachs, okay, but Sasha Sachs is really gets stuck in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah, she's worried that it's going to be a tongue twister or something.
Well, I guess I'm not a name expert, but I'm not sure we're any closer to finding a name for your daughter. Do you have any final thoughts on naming strategies?
Well, you know, you can always go for something that's not even on the list. Just make up a completely new name. And this can be like, I had an idea, Taco Sacks. Taco Sacks. It could just be something crazy. The other idea was, if you have these names that you think may work, but you're not sure, go with multiple names. You know, everyone's set in this three-name, first, middle, last mindset that you only can have three, but you could throw out four, you could do five, and so maybe give your daughter some options. Say, hey, today you'll be Taco Sacks, tomorrow you can be Sasha Sacks, and maybe you can be Elizabeth on, you know, Friday or whatever. And so that way, she can pick where she wants to go with it.
I think that's really great advice.
Yeah, you know, see, so here's a little menu, pick and choose, go with what you're feeling today.
Well, that'll do it for What Will Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Silvia Poggioli.
And I'm Roberto Saxini.
Shelly, 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 Bo Burley, Bonana, Banana, Bo Burley, Fee, Fine, Mo Merrily, Shirley.
Can you go like a little wacky? I was thinking like Taco Sacks.
Well, so many people are making up names that it's a lot more accepted than it used to be. But don't do it. Come on, everybody.